News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Camogie Association has been called to appear before the Oireachtas Committee on Sport after the Leinster semi-final was almost cancelled this weekend when players from Dublin and Kilkenny refused to wear skorts and came out into the lineup in shorts instead and were sent off the pitch. I'm joined now by Oireachtas Sports Committee Chair and Labour TD, Alan Kelly. Good morning to you, Alan. You are, of course, the head of the Sports Committee. And what will you be asking the Camogie Association?
Well, just to clarify, I said I'd be talking to our committee about calling in the association if they didn't sort out this ridiculous situation, which is completely archaic. I hope it doesn't come to it, Ciara, to be honest with you. I hope this gets sorted out pretty immediately because I was at two GAA clubs yesterday at two different events. And this is the only thing they're talking about.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous. I have a 15-year-old daughter and Camogie is her life. She loves Camogie.
Can I ask you, Alan, what does she say about the skort?
Oh, listen, 100%. She's basically was demonstrating again yesterday that firstly, you spend half the match fixing it because, you know, you end up in tussles and it moves. It often,
so
because
it's a nuisance.
Of that.
Okay.
Yeah, and it impedes you then when you're striking the ball at times, which actually becomes a safety issue because you end up doing something potentially that you know, as in the way in which you strike.
Yeah, you could injure yourself in some manner or form.
Or somebody else. And uncomfortable, very uncomfortable, impractical. And basically, a 15-year-old living in 2025, as I'm sure many yourself and your co-presenter and all your listeners know, very forthright in their views that basically this is wrong. And I was collecting her from training yesterday, guts of 26, 27 young ladies playing Camogie, training hard, and not one of them was wearing anything but shorts.
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be. And they were demonstrating, Ava, my daughter, was demonstrating the fact that, you know, the difference sometimes when how she swings the hurley based on wearing shorts versus a skirt. And like, this is just archaic. I mean,
but Alan, the Camogie Association, they have put out a statement saying that this went to Congress last year. It was voted on. There was a democratic progress. The motion was defeated. And that if people want to bring it up again in I think it's 2027 is the next opportunity, that it will happen and that they respect the democratic process and that is sort of supported and engaged with by their members. So what would you say? What are you going to say to that when they say, well, look, we voted on this. People, this is what people wanted.
Yeah, but I mean, I think, to be honest with you, the motion was brought forward by my own county, Tipperary. I mean, when I go and watch Tipperary Camogie, Karen Kendi, the captain, and all the ladies playing for Tipperary, I mean, the issue of the skirt shouldn't be the foremost thing in any one player's mind. And if one player or one young girl across Ireland leaves Camogie because of the skirt issue, that's one too many. I think the executive here of the Camogie Association, who do such good work, just really need to look at this and say, look.
So are you calling for flexibility here? Is that fair to say that's what you're calling for?
What I'm saying is that they should say, look, health and safety, common sense supersedes the fact of what happened at Congress, and they're making an executive decision to allow choice here for people who are girls and ladies who are playing Camogie, because that's really what should happen. I mean, if one player gets injured because of this, if it's too many, so I mean that should supersede anything else. And I hope the organization does that. I mean, really, I will look and talk to my colleagues and see. We'll bring in the association in the coming months if needs be. But really, I hope this just gets sorted out in a practical way in the coming weeks, because I believe.
Can I just ask you? I've got two quick questions.
Are there many more matches?
I think there will be. I think you're right. But is there scope for the Camogie Association to kind of change and bend rules without votes, etc.?
I'm sure there has to be when it comes to a safety issue, Ciara. I think in every organisation,
right.
I mean, if you think of the corporate world, the Health and Safety Authority come in and say something, I'm sure an organisation has to change.
No, that's right. A last question for you, Alan. I know you were discussing this in the Dáil. This is the question of non-alcoholic beers that can be sold to minors. Is this really an issue? I have to say, I would have thought that minors a far greater issue would have been them drinking alcoholic beers than non-alcoholic beers.
Of course, drinking alcoholic beers is a bigger issue here. I'd be honest with you. The question was brought to my attention by somebody working in a pub, a bartender, who actually had refused a person who was buying a well-known 00 product for their 13 or 14-year-old son. And he asked me subsequently, I know him, and he said, did I do the right thing? And I said, well, geez, I don't know. I'll have to check it out. But legally, I presume they're entitled to be bought. But I think from a kind of moral point of view, as regards being a bartender, I think you need clarity on this. And really, I believe you probably made the right decision. So I'm asking the Minister of Justice for clarity on this. I don't know if you can actually technically legislate for such a thing, but there is the spirit of the law. All right. And I think, to be honest with you, if you're an adult and you're in your 40s and you go in and you're with a family and you're buying 2 pints of a well-known branded beer and 2 bottles for your 13 and 14-year-old children, I don't think that is really the spirit of what is meant. Okay. And I wouldn't encourage it. And I think bartenders and people who work publicans need clarity on this.
Look, thank you very much for joining us. That is Labour TD and Sports Committee Chair, forgive me, Alan Kelly. Thank you. We'd love to know what you think about the scores issue, though. How do you feel about it, particularly if you have played camogie or if your girls play camogie? Love to hear from you this morning. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.